Well, this has nothing to do with golf, but I'm reminding you it's time to hit the fairway as the Wisconsin Valley Fair is underway and runs now through August the 4th. A lot of outstanding entertainment and family fun always available at the fair, but we also want to remind you about the value of taking in the activity in those show barns and also in the exhibit halls, because that's the educational heart of the county fair. And when it comes to the dairy project, well, there's some very good quality animals in Marathon County. And Dave Sellner says this is a project that really teaches the young people some true life skills like responsibility.
They have to have time management. They have to work with these animals. It just doesn't start at the fair. They've been working for months and months ahead of time, because these animals do have to be trained to lead. They do have to be trained to work with each other. And they have a lot of confidence in the leader. And then you see that confidence come out in the show ring.
And Al Sellner, as a dairy advocate and judge, what does he hope the young people learn from the Dairy Project experience?
Well, obviously, they need to learn some of the skills that they necessary to show a good cow, to what a good cow looks like and what a good animal looks like. And certainly that they learn the ability to show them to their best and learn how to handle those cattle, so that when they do get to be adults and maybe work with those cattle, they'll handle them in a more humane and a better manner that would have pleased everybody.
And I concluded by asking Sellner how the knowledge these young people acquire through their dairy project really impacts the future of Wisconsin's dairy industry.
Well, it means quite a bit. Obviously, the quality of animal means that they have the ability to produce more milk, to last longer, and to be more productive units for the dairy farmer. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Well, on the Board of Trade in Chicago today, some double-digit declines recorded once again in the soybean pit, with August dropping 17.5 cents to 13.48 and 1/2 cent per bushel. November down 17 cents to 12.02 and 1/4 cent. Meanwhile, corn higher. September up 6.25 to 4.96 and 1/4 cent. March, that's up 4.25 to 4.89 and 1/2 cent per bushel. While September wheat's up 3.75 to 6.55 and 3/4 cent. Per bushel. Class 3 prices, July up 3 cents, 17.38. September gains 15 cents to 18.64. And your November class 3 up 11 cents to 7.98. On the cheese market, barrels unchanged, 176. Blocks up 3/4, pricing to 177. And butter remains at 143. As far as our livestock, slaughter cows, cutting utilities, 77 to 95. Most of slaughter cows, 60 to 76. And slaughter bulls, 80 to 103. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers to 118. Holstein steers, 96 to 108. Replacement bull calves, 50 to as much as 150. Heifer calves, 60 to 135. Barrels and gilts, 69 and down. Market lambs, 114 and down. And that is your lowdown on the agricultural scene. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.